The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. After the Celtics beat the Bulls 124-97, the wrap group play of this in-season tournament.
Yeah, they did.
And win Group C, Joe Sway.
That's needed right.
Help.
No wild card.
They need a win by 23. They win by 27. The Nets take care of business against the Raptors. It was tight late.
Yeah.
The Raptors missed a couple shots at the basket. Nets took it the other way, hit a three, piled on late, and ended up winning by 12, even though they didn't end up making this tournament. So shout out to Brooklyn for helping the Celtics immensely here. Magic eliminated off the tiebreaker, 27-23. And they'll play the Pacers on Monday to open up the bracket portion of the schedule here. So exciting game. The night starts, Josue, with Joe Mazzulla saying that he felt zero obligation to score the amount of points needed to make the tournament here. That was pretty evident coming in tonight that they were going to need 23. They were going to need the Nets win, and that was going to be the straightest path to making this thing. There were some other ways to do it,
right,
but that was the straightest way. Fourth quarter comes around. It's close. They're in that 20-25 range, and the bench is out there to start this quarter. All of a sudden, about 7 minutes to go, I think, Drew, Jalen, I believe Horford as well come back into this game. Three starters come back in. They put a full lineup out there. Mostly mix and match those guys the rest of the way and push this thing to as many as 35 before the Bulls end up working their way back to 27. They're flying around, forcing turnovers, running up the score in ways that I think surprised both of us.
It was weird, to be honest with you. That's something that Jimmy asked me during the Celtics postgame show, and that's something that we were talking about. I'm like, yeah, it feels weird. You see the end of the bench crew just still on the bench, and the Celtics are running up the score, but that's what the NBA signed these guys up for. And everyone, obviously, with the NBA Players Association, this was all in agreement to, you know, going into this season, that this will be the first year that they do this. And I don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you. I just think the Celtics, I mean, the fact that Joe Mazzulla wanted to show that poker face pregame and sort of throw people off, you know, I get it, because I think you don't know exactly what you want to do until you put in that situation. And that's something that Joe Mazzulla has been preaching since day one with his players. So it would have been a huge contradiction for him to pull all of his starters out and just not essentially go for it. Whereas they have a chance to compete in this thing, he was going to make sure that they were going to do their best effort to make that happen. And that's what we saw tonight. I just think the Boston Celtics have to sort of, maybe they don't have to, that's probably not the right word, but it would be great to see them send that message to the NBA. Not only are we the best in this team in the league right now, but we're going to go out here, we're going to prove it. We're going to go out and beat anyone who's in front of us. And if they go and win the in-season tournament, I mean, that's just something that you're supposed to do as a competitor. That has to come naturally. You know, that's something that I think Joe Mazzulla did a really good job today. You know, I sort of did a 180 on it, because I was like, man, just why not just say that? But then you send the wrong message. You make it about the score, and that's never been any part of Joe Mazzulla's philosophy. Joe Mazzulla is always about growing as a team, as individuals, obviously, but as a cohesive unit, and doing that through in-game situations and just playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. And I think that's what they did.
Yeah, here's Joe talking about why he changed his mind and went for this thing.
Did you tell yourself, like, Joe, this isn't important, then suddenly it became important, or were you not telling us the truth? Like, what went from
It's a process. Like, yeah. It's a process. So I took in all the information, and I didn't handle it emotionally, and I sat it and stored it in whatever part of my brain that stores information, and I waited to see if I was going to need it or not. And so, like, I don't know going into a game that we're going to be up 23. We could be down 15. Because that's a distraction, because we're trying to be up 23, and then you're going to be like, was your team distracted by the 23-point lead? And I'm going to have to be like, no, Gary, they weren't, when they really were. And so, like, you have to eliminate distractions and focus on winning in the process towards winning. And so that's the most important thing. And so our team was focused on winning. And then and what I love about our team is we've sucked in the third quarter, and we didn't today. And then they call a timeout at 7 minutes to go, and we go on another run. And so we were able to build mental resilience while having a lead. And then we did it again at the start of the fourth quarter. And so, like, that pocket of the game is super important for the longevity of our team, because we have to be better at playing with leads and playing when the game is technically, when we think it's over. And so, like, that part is important. And then, so when the process brings you to, okay, you're at 30, what do you want to do? I want to get stops. So then you do what we did, and I apologize to Andre Drummond for doing that, but it gave us the best chance considering the circumstances we were in.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
You think he changed his mind, or was that always the plan?
I think it was in his mind. I think it goes back to something we'll talk about in our next video in terms of the gamesmanship here, the sportsmanship. But I also think, as he mentioned there, he didn't want the distraction.
Yeah.
And he wanted it to be about the rebounding, as he mentioned, the defense, all the little things that they were working on here, as well as passing that was great in this game. Horford has a spot start in place of Porzingis, has his best game of the season by far. Mm. I thought everybody played well. He made shots in the second half. Jaylen cut to the basket. Tatum scored well off the ball, and White, once again, alongside Holiday, returning this one, were just fantastic. And I just love the enthusiasm they played with in the second half.
You saw the difference.
Especially when they came back into this game. These guys were excited to get to that target score and make this thing, clearly.
Yeah, I think they care, you know, and you that's a good thing. Like, they should care. You want them to care.
I was afraid because it wasn't that way in Orlando. They just shrugged it off and let the Magic score.
It just makes me think that they were trying to be too cool for school, you know?
They were mad they lost.
Well, yeah, they were mad they lost, but also, like, even before, when the Celtics were going into the first matchup, I mean, Jaylen Brown really said that he's not all that excited.
And, yeah.
I mean, maybe you shouldn't be all that excited about any regular season game, but it's still a regular season game. So that part always surprised me. But again, I just think it was that sort of approach where they're not going to go out there and say, hey, you know, we don't really care too much about this thing, because again, the games do count. But I guess no one from the beginning wanted to be that guy and wanted to be like, hey, we're going for this thing and this thing matters. Everything matters, you know, but now you're seeing that it does. And again, you saw it organically. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't lip service, right? And I think this is a good thing. I really do think it's a sign of a team evolving and trying to show, or at least demonstrating, that they are a dominant team in this NBA, in the NBA. And if you ask me, they're the best team in the league.
I love this whole experience. As I said on the show, it was one of my favorite games I've covered.
I believe you now, Bobby.
You
said this
fun.
A few times. So I was starting to believe you.
We were sitting there looking at all the other scores. The Knicks go up big.
That part was pretty cool. I'll give you that.
The Knicks go up big, so the wild card chance eliminates. It was close late. The Celtics lead started slipping, and they needed the 23 at that point.
Right.
So you're sitting there watching that and watching the Nets game, which was pretty much a one-possession game right down the wire. And then there was about 5 minutes after the game when we're walking to the press conference where that Nets game was still up in the air.
Oh, you missed the commotion. Oh, did you hear? Celtics PR and people that was in the writing room, they all went nuts after the Brooklyn game went final.
That's awesome.
So yeah, there's enthusiasm throughout the hallways for sure. I mean, people can say what they want, or people can look at the interviews that happened beforehand, but this is undeniable. I mean, these guys are really into this.
Celtics moving on to the first round of the in-season tournament, which is going to take place on Monday in Indiana. They're going to play the Pacers, I believe, on Monday. I don't think that's official yet, but
Monday, Tuesday. I think it's Monday.
The Bucks and Knicks are going to play on the other side of the bracket, and then the winners of those two games are going to play in Vegas next Thursday, which we'll have live coverage of out west. I hope they're there.
If they're there, right. I was going to say, we'll see. We'll see. But I think the Celtics, they're really locked in right now. And obviously, they have a big game on Friday to sort of get them ready.
Finally, some time off, too. 2 days off before the Sixers on Friday.
Probably
2 days off after that.
Right.
So they're going to have 4 days off over the next 5 days here, which is going to be huge after this pretty busy schedule to start the year. Celtics beat the Bulls, take care of business, make the in-season tournament. For Joe Sweeper and Bobby Manning, we're going to talk about the other scene after the game, handling the sportsmanship and the point differential controversy that came up after this game as
well.
Ethical
side of things.
Yes. That's the Garden Report. Celtics All Access, CLNS Media. Go subscribe, and we'll see you in the next video.
You know, I've been looking for the best deal on Celtics tickets, and with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports festivals, and more. You can use my code DREAMERSPRO for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code DREAMERSPRO. Make sure you check the link in the description to download the app.